on, kick back, slip off my shoes. Watch the world go past with you. Easy living the whole day through.
Happy New Year! Welcome back to a whole brand new season. 2019 of the Mother Crushers podcast. Whoop whoop.
I'm so excited to finally be back. We had a little few bumps in the road there. We had a little stomach flu. A
few germs in the road there.
It was gross. It was real gross.
It was not pretty. Welcome to the time of year when everyone is scratching out the 18 and putting the 19 on top of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No, that is totally me. I just like, today was the first time that I had to put a 19 with a pen.
On what?
On my deposit slip for the bank.
Oh, I don't ever do that. I'm the one that probably makes them so mad. I'm always like, I just throw the checks in or, you know, whatever in.
Oh, my ID. Do you take it, like a picture of it and do it?
No.
Did you know that's a thing?
No, I just pull up to the drive-thru, put all my stuff in there and send it. And they're like, look, what should we do today, Corey? What do you want to do today? And I'm like,
oh, you make them fill it out. Oh my God.
That hit me.
I didn't even know that was an option. You may have just changed my whole life.
You don't need to do that deposit slip.
Yeah, I'm so proper and nice. I'm like, excuse me, could you send me a deposit slip for checking, please? And then I take the time to fill it all out.
And they're like, yes, we love her. She's the only one left. The one left. Still doing
that's
it.
That's so funny. I can't believe it's 2019, though. I saw the most hilarious meme going around Facebook that said all they wanted was for Barbara Walters to host the next ball drop. So she could say, this is Barbara Walters. Welcome to 2020.
That would be so perfect.
Wouldn't it be so funny? Actually, right before we started recording this episode, I sound like a young teenage boy going through puberty. I'm sorry.
It's your sexy phlegm.
Yeah. Corey was having a Bird Box mom moment where she was coaching the girls in the other room to be quiet, basically saying, you know, under no circumstance are you to talk or make any noise. We're about to record a podcast. It's going to be long and it's going to be rough. You're going to want to talk and you're going to want to be loud. And if you do, I'm going to kill you. You will die.
It was just like that. Just like that. And then Jovi goes, whatever. I love you.
We've seen Bird Box Mom before and we know better.
Hey, I mean, I have standards. I did not let them see Bird Box. I'm just kidding. I would have had they wanted it.
Well, this is that time of year where so many people are really seeking out their best selves. Mm-hmm. You see an increase in gym memberships and you see an increase in your spam on your inbox with all the people who have the greatest thing for you that they just knew would be just right for you.
You walk into the stores and right in front is all of the beautiful workout clothes and the supplements. That's just happened today. I walked into TJ Maxx and right up front, you know, they have their like featured products and it was all like workout gear and supplements and
like all like half off and stuff.
Oh yeah. They're just taunting us. Like, come buy all this, you know, new year, new you people.
You know what I've been doing? I'm under the impression that I've already lost 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. So like my favorite boutique on Instagram sends me updates in my email almost every day of all their new clothes. I like all their stuff. I like all their clothes. But the thing is, the problem is that the girls that are wearing their clothes in all of their ads
are like 5'10".
are not quite similar to me. They're like 5'6", size 1, really thick, beautiful, waved out hair because they got the lounge wand on there. Mm-hmm. And in my head though, I think that could be me.
Totally,
be me. So like this, so then I go to order all, like the cute jeans that I see that the model wearing. And I'm like, okay, let me just take a look and see what Lauren, what size is she wearing?
What's her measurement?
Camber is a size 1. She's 5'6", and she models for Victoria's Secret in her free time. And I'm like, okay, so I need a 13.
That's fine.
But then what happens is it comes in and it just doesn't sit on me the way it did on them. So it's just like, I end up wasting so much money on these things. I'm going to have to take myself off their email list or.
Well, I don't. My rule of thumb is I never buy pants online ever. I can't do it.
It's so hard.
For one, I have another obstacle, and that's the fact that I'm 5'2 on a good day.
That is true.
And so I never know how long the pants are going to be. And then sometimes the short sizes are too short. And so it's just, you know, first world problems. I have to go into a store and try things on. So tough.
Darn it.
It's so tough.
That is tough. You know what? I don't know what it, and everyone talks about it too. I don't know what it is about the Target's lighting. Like they have, it's the worst. It is by far the worst dressing room on the planet.
It is. And it shows every angle. The sides that you didn't ever need nor want to see.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, who doesn't want to see the back of their butt and the thong while they're bent over trying to squeeze into this pair of pants?
Here's what shocks me the most, and that I'm very surprised, is how bad the back of my hair looks. And I thought it was looking good.
The dimples on my butt. She's checking out her hair.
Because I mean, there's that too. But I'm like, what I'm most mortified is, like, I've been walking around all day.
Yeah, because I got like a bald spot here. Everyone knows Corey's hair is like, that's the no-brainer. That like, there's one thing she ain't got to be ever complaining about. It's her hair.
Well, but I do.
Dang, I got to be Target mirror.
I got to be like, washing it more.
Oh, you thought you had good hair? Let me show you what you ain't been seeing.
You haven't been seeing that you need to brush it more.
So far today, all the places you've been have witnessed your bald spot.
Yeah. So you know that. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
What else? So what I wanted to talk about before we get into, you know, New Year's stuff.
Yeah.
Have you watched Tidying Up? I know you have because you told me to watch
talk
it.
About
so,
it
I mean,
all the really. Time. So I have the book, mm-hmm. The Life Changing Art of Tidying Up. Mm-hmm. And I read like the first chapter and was all like, okay, I don't know. I feel confused. I'm going to put it up and I'm going to revisit this. Yeah. That was like 2 years ago. And I didn't realize when I came across it on Netflix, but I think they timed it so perfect because I think it came available right at the new year.
Oh yeah.
When like all of us women are like, how can we be better? How right. can we clear out our clutter? How can I be cleaner this year? I think one of the number one goals, I guarantee you, for a lot of women and moms especially, is to be cleaner. Mm-hmm. Like, at least if they're like us, they probably, you know, like we had a discussion just right before the podcast about how if Corey could just dust her fan, that would really take care of most of her. It's been 8 years.
But see, here in my mind, I'm like, I don't want that fan anymore. I actually want my husband to take it down and then put a light fixture up that I have to pick out. But I haven't picked it out yet because we also have to redo our ceiling. So I'm like, there's no point of getting a new light fixture.
If I dust my fan, then I got to go in there and do stuff in the living room.
I mean, it's just, it's a whole cycle. And like, I'm not ready to tackle it yet.
Well,
but I might be after watching Marie.
You just might. I mean, I don't think they talk specifically on dusting, so I could totally see you overlooking
that. But it gets
that. Me. But you might have nice clothes.
Give me the mode, though.
It caught on like fire, though, I think, because all of us were
Everyone's
just like, I need this.
It.
I do need guidance. And I do think that watching the show for me was much more effective than just reading the book, but it did make me want to go back and revisit the book. So I could, all the little things in between, they aren't able to tell you with the show. But also I really loved seeing her in person and the way she interacts.
She's an angelic creature. I just want to bottle her up, box her up. That sounds creepy, but I do. And just keep her with me. And just like smile
just
at me.
She makes you feel better about yourself.
Smile at
all
me.
Day long.
All day. Yeah.
Fold your clothes for you.
We could sit down on the floor and bless our house. Like, well, I don't know if that's what she, when she gets on the floor and talks to the house. Like,
I think she's like connecting and like.
I teared up at that
appreciating
part.
Appreciating the home. I did too. We were talking about this. Raise your hand if you cry. During the show, when she hits her knees and starts like connecting with the house,
I felt it.
You know, the piano in the background doesn't make it any easier not to get emotional, but like I do too. Like I'm like, oh my god, it's me. Like, why don't I appreciate my home?
Exactly. That's what I thought. Like I spend a lot of time. This is one of my biggest struggles is my house, and I am so fed up with it. We've been here for 10 years. It is way too small for me and my family. It is, it, It has some really cool things about it, but it's super old and it needs a lot of work and neither of us have time to do it. And so it has been many years of me like, we need to move, but we have to fix up all this stuff before we move. And, you know, and then when she got down on the floor and she was like, we need to connect with it. I'm like, dude, this house has like seen 4 babies of mine. And like Mike and I, when I was pregnant and we didn't really know each other. And I was like, hey, it's seen so much.
It never gave up on you, Corey.
Yeah.
I think it's just making you step back and bring things down a notch and come back down to reality of what, because I think what happens, I know with me, and I'm probably pretty sure with you too, especially with dealing with depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. I think all of those kinds of feelings come to the surface when you're watching her do that, because you can start to feel so overwhelmed by the amount of things in your home and the amount of things you need to take care of.
Oh, yeah.
And once you've gotten behind, so like the first episode, I was like, oh my God, I preach. Mm-hmm. Like I felt so connected to that mom. And I kept thinking like, this is an amazing show for moms to watch and women, at least that episode, because I was like, so many of us can relate to her. And I honestly think that if like out of the majority of just women in general, there's a very small percentage who actually have it all together. And like, sure, as far as cleanliness or whatever, I think there's a lot more who are really struggle with not really like understanding how to get everything taken care of without losing your mind or feeling overwhelmed. And like, I do all the time.
I mean, things accumulate when you have multiple kids. I mean, your own stuff accumulates, but then you put on multiple kids, like, and then it's their stuff, and then it's stuff from when I was young that I'm like, I don't know that I really want to let go of it, because I have a weird, like, I'm kind of a hoarder, like low-key. I'm not as bad as obviously like some of the people that make the show, but my basement is filled with things that, you know, I haven't looked at or touched in 10 years, but if I went down there and Mike was like, we're gonna throw this away, I'd probably have a panic attack.
I will say I'm the opposite on that end, where I actually go through modes where I just won't toss everything. I could go through an entire room and just very easily be like, that, haven't looked at this in 6 months, it needs to go, and get rid of it. Even with pictures and sentimental things like that, it's like at the end of the day, if it doesn't spark the joy, then there's no reason for me. Well, her eyes just got so huge. Like that was like a huge insult or something. Seriously. I feel like I was just doing a really great impression of this sweet lady. I love it when she says that. Like her whole face is red right now. Are you serious? That's not offensive.
Okay. Let's get worried.
But sparking the joy was, it's something that I think I get. I understand it. Yeah. Like I understand what it feels like to pick something up and have that connection. And I also understand what it feels like to like hold something and be like, I don't need this. And just like, there's no connection there. You know, like I had some jeans last summer from my college days. And I kind of kept a hold of them, cause I was like, okay, so when I hit my fitness goals, I'm going to show everybody how I can still wear my college jeans from last summer. And I did actually end up getting back into them, but I never wore them again because they were, you know, low-waisted. And we don't do low-waisted.
Caroline, okay? I have a whole closet full. I have high school jeans up in my closet right now that I loved, that I held on to, and that I have holes in them from, like, the things that I've went through throughout the years. And I'm like, I don't want
to. I don't get that.
But I will tell you, like, listening to her, like, is there a purpose for this anymore? Has it fulfilled its purpose? I keep thinking about that with everything. And I even gave away my favorite bibs that I bought for Rooney, and I was obsessed with them and I love them. Today I gave them away and I said, you fulfilled your purpose, bibs. Go on to a new baby. Yep. It was really hard.
I would love to hear the things you thanked your college jeans for. Like, I would just love to know what they know. Like, I actually was like, you know, she's laughing so hard she goes, spit her drink out. She's like, oh girl. I picked mine up and I was like, thank you so much for looking good on me when I had fat abs and twerking with me while I was in the club looking at all the boys like, look at me. I know you want me, but don't talk to me because I don't want you to tell me you want me. I just want you to want me and not tell me. Thank you for hanging out with me all those times. And thank you for reminding me that I need to get my stuff together.
Peace be with you.
I feel like I should take them back down to Panama City Beach and just lay them to rest at Club La Vela. Burn
them. Let's burn them. Let's do like a burn pile and then like go send off their ashes. Like on, I went to Warrensburg, so on Pine Street, I'll just go down Pine Street.
Ashes go. I actually remember I was this person. I remember like being one of those like, yeah, like I know I can twerk, but I'm gonna act like I don't want y'all to know I can twerk. And but then my friends would always be like, go on, Caroline, you gotta do it, you gotta do it. And I don't remember what song it was, but it was like a real, like a real fast mm-hmm. song. And then I would just like all of a sudden break down and just go like machine gun twerking. And so I was like, I'm gonna thank these jeans for showing everybody in the club how talented I am.
What the good Lord gave me.
Oh, different times. Right. But yeah, you know, and so I had a lot of ladies messaging on Instagram and saying, you know, but you know, have you talked to your clothes? And I was like, yeah, I curse them out on the daily.
So mad at you right now.
Right. Like I would take Marie. Okay. This is what I love about her is that she genuinely does not have an ounce of judgment mm-mm. in her body.
No, you could. No, I don't get that at all.
Right.
And that's, oh, I love her so much.
I know. So you could actually feel okay about mm-hmm. letting her into your atmosphere and letting her, you know, show you so sweetly how, like, and the fact that she wants to know, like, she's genuinely a joyful person yeah. and takes a lot of joy from watching them transform. Mm. And, you know, and then they're like, it's not just about their houses. They're like transforming their spirits and cleansing their souls.
Oh, gosh, funny you bring that up. Isn't that what we're talking about this month?
It
way
really,
to segue.
I didn't even plan that. Mm-hmm. We're just winging it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is what we're... So each month of this season, we are focusing on different aspects. And for January...
Of a topic, yeah.
Yeah, so for January, the overall month is focused around... Treat yourself to health.
Oh, I gotta read what I said. Oh, yeah. Treat yourself to some health.
That's how bad her mom brain memory is. We yeah, like, I don't even remember what we were
I forgot.
Let me look. But we're breaking it down because there's health is not just about gym memberships and kale. There's so much more to health and taking care of yourself than just trying to, you know, look a certain way. It's about understanding who you are and really peeling back those layers of, you know, who you are and what your purpose in life is. And you know, there's so many different layers to that. So we're going to be doing mind mm-hmm. because mind is the foundation of all of it. It's right. You have to build off of the way that you think and the way that you think about yourself, the way you think about your body, the way you think about what taking care of yourself means. So we're going to really dive into mindset and then we're going to move on to body because your body is the vehicle. And if you are not taking care of your body physically, then it's going to be really hard for you to, you know, carry out whatever it is that you're put on this earth to do and be who you want to be as a mother, as a wife, mm-hmm. As in business. And then we're going to move on to spirit, which I think is kind of like the embodiment of both when you put them together.
Yeah.
Which is like your joy and how mm-hmm. you feel. And dang it, if we could get Marie as a guest, right. Wouldn't that be perfect? I don't think it's going to happen, especially if she hears me say spark joy in her accent, since Corey's like freaking out about
it. No, I'm not. I'm more freaking out about my child walking around right now, but that's fine. Kyle, you'll edit that out, right? No, but like, I think what is so important is that it's important to remember, like, do not get caught up in just one aspect of this, which a lot of us do, which is body. And when we think of body, we immediately think of size. Mm-hmm. That is not what's important. Yeah. You know, like, it's not about your size. It's not about the number on the scale. It's about you being healthy. And you know what? Working out, it does. I mean, it helps your body. That's not like, I just hate like when we say, yeah, we're going to talk about working out a lot, but that's not to say like, so you get smaller, you know, right. Like I hate that confusion and it can, that not for everybody, for some people, they can hear that and it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, but for some people that language, that talk, really can spiral them down a very dark path.
Which again disorder. Is another reason why mm-hmm. their mindset needs right. to be in the right place yes. so that they're not impacted mm-hmm. by inevitably the people around you mm-hmm. and, you know, the misconceptions out there and the opinions and the criticisms and the judgment, especially like in an age where social media is everyone's on it, you know, mm-hmm. everyone's looking at it.
Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. And everyone's an expert. And, you know, it's not just like what you said too about being, I mean, being smaller, but it's also about like, for me, for example, I tried to gain weight. I felt mm-hmm. very insecure about how like skinny I was. Like there's so many levels and it varies so much for everyone. Everyone's different, but also your mental health is, you know, talking to someone when you need to talk to someone, mm-hmm. Facing what you're going through with depression, anxiety, any of those kinds of things. So like there's just so much to cover there. And so we want to talk about all of that so that hopefully this podcast will play a really great role in helping y'all go into this new year with a really healthy perspective on what it really means to love yourself mm-hmm. and to be able to love those around you and understanding that you're enough. Mm-hmm. And I asked a question on Instagram, on my Instagram stories for women to send me what their worst fears are. And beneath the surface, like not just, you know, things everyone kind of worries about, but like what's really eating at you mm-hmm. in your life that you feel like is eating at you more as a woman. And I got bajillions of responses, like they were just coming in like crazy. And, you know, I got a bigger response from this question than I've gotten from a lot of questions, which also kind of really dawned on me, like how much worry is plaguing women. Mm-hmm. Cause we tend to just, we're all up in our thoughts all the time. Right? Right. And so many women feeling like they're worried that they're not doing enough. A lot of it as a mom, that they're not setting a good enough example, that they're not raising their kids to be good people, if they're not doing enough to do that, you know. They're worried about their kids going through things they went through when they were younger. They're worried about being a good enough wife, being wanted mm-hmm. continuously.
Right.
They're worried about like not being adequate in the bedroom mm-hmm. department, worried about aging.
Me.
Like, yeah. I was like, and some of the stuff that I was like, man, they probably feel like they're very rare in feeling that way when it's like, man, I want them to know how many are having these yeah. same worries and fears. And then being able to understand that before you can tackle mm-hmm. overcoming it and not letting it become this negative influence on how you're living your life each day and not being able to enjoy, you know, moments and
enjoy right now. What's yeah. happening right now.
Yeah. And there's just like, you know, with, I know we both deal with this, but having days where you just, for whatever reason, you just cannot be happy. Mm-hmm. And you're even thinking to yourself, why can't I be happy? You know, like right. I have nothing to be unhappy about, you know, mm-hmm. but it can just be the smallest thing to set you off. Mm-hmm. And then you feel like you're completely alone in that and that you're just crazy or you
worry about not enjoying the time right now enough. Like, and then that yeah. like sends you on a spiral. Like I'm just wasting away worrying and I'm so sad. Like I'm that, I do that all the time.
What's wrong with you? I'm trying to enjoy this moment.
I'm trying to enjoy it, but I'm so stressed that I can't enjoy it right now.
I'm stressed out about not enjoying it enough.
Yes, exactly. It's so
I'm upset because the moment's passing. I'll never see it again.
That was so bad.
It's my last first time with this yeah. with this ball game, with this breastfeeding, mm-hmm. with this diaper change. That wrecked me. Some of these mom blogs, that are so sentimental and they're great, but they actually have the opposite effect on, like, there was one that was just like wanted to remind you to remember in the moment that you never know if this is going to be the last first time you do something. I was like, this has destroyed me.
I know. Now I'm so anxious. Now I'm thinking about this moment and that, like, what? Too much, you know?
Yeah, like changing a crappy diaper outburst. Like, okay, I need to, like, you know, I need to not hold my nose and be like, dang, why'd you do this?
Because this is gonna be the last one. No, I mean, there's joy in the now, and then there's joy in growing older and seeing your kids grow older, and it's hard to remember that we're all just freaking human. And if we have
freaking
a bad day
out.
Yeah, and freaking out. We're all freaking human and we're all freaking out.
It's so true.
We are. And what can you do? I don't know. We talk about it. We relate and be like, yeah, that's cool. That makes me happier that you feel that way too.
Well, right? Isn't it funny? Because I think that we were talking about the tidying up show. And I think that what I know we were all thinking the same thing. Like, I want to see how dirty their house is.
Yeah.
Because I want to, like, I want to feel better about mine.
Right.
And I did. I was like, oh, okay. I'm not that. Okay. Mine's not that.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband always tells me that, you know, like, I get so down sometimes in our house, and he's like, you should see. He's a plumber, by the way. He's like, you should see some of the stuff I walk into. He's like, ours is like golden compared to a lot. And, like, I know that's not the point either, but it's just, you know.
You see these, you know, immaculate, gorgeous homes on people's,
sorry.
Oh, goodness, on people's, you know, timelines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see when some people live in, like, a much nicer neighborhood, mm-hmm. they've got these crisp, clean houses. And you can really kind of start to just, like, compare yours to that. And then, you know, like, I just know as a mom and a wife, mm-hmm. it's really hard to enjoy being a mom and wife when I'm so busy worrying whether or not I'm reaching this standard that's
exactly.
being set for me.
Or, like, these fake timelines in your mind. Like, you know, I'm 30, almost 33, and I go to people's houses a lot to shoot photos, and I often think, you know, like, these people are, like, what, close to, like, 5-6 years younger than me sometimes more, mm-hmm. and they're in these, like, immaculate, beautiful, big houses with all the perfect, like, redone decor. Sorry, I couldn't. The word was
decor. Yeah, decor. You're reaching. You ain't gonna find that word out of me.
No, you and I both. We have, like, nothing.
I have, like, two paintings on my walls. They don't go
stuff.
Together. They're just random things I found at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. So no, like, I get so sometimes it can really mess with me going into these houses, and I'm, like, way older than them, and it's not like I'm doing terrible by any means. I have a home and I have a family. You know, I have a beautiful family. I have a husband that loves me. I have great parents, brother, you know, he's cool too. I have so much. And then yet I still can go into this situation and be like, wow, why am I not there yet? Like, why do I not have what I envisioned when I was, you know, what, when you're 15 and you don't even really know what being an adult is. And you just think, oh, well, for me, it was like, I'm definitely going to be famous someday. Definitely. Mom, I always beg my mom, take me to New York. Please,
oh,
will you take
goodness.
Me to New York? She's like, Cora, I can't take you to New York. I'm like, why? Britney Spears' mom did it. She dropped everything. Like, why can't you do that? You don't love me. You don't love me like Britney Spears' mom loves her. You
yeah,
know?
Now you don't even need that. You just need an Instagram account.
Right.
Or a YouTube channel. You know? Dang it, if only.
If only.
But, well, you know, it's you know, that you always hear and read comparisons, the thief of joy. There's so many mm-hmm. thieves of joy out there
right.
coming at us all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And peace is what we're after,
yeah.
you know, in the long run. And there's never going to come a time where you're feeling peaceful every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have tools that you can put, you know, into your tool belt, because that's where the tools go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm such a great motivational speaker.
Keep it going.
You know, and then you can reach into that tool belt, you know, for the tools that you know, accumulated over studying the different tools.
Yeah.
Like,
tools. Love them.
Toodles.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you can be mindful. You get goals and you get mindful.
You can seek out little things that you can do each day to help you achieve more peace on a daily basis. And it also is, you know, allowing yourself to have the feelings that you have. And, you know, there's going to be days where you get frustrated. Like, I feel like this expectation of, okay, well, if I am a good mom, it means I never raise my voice and I listen, I come down to their level and I tell them to use different words. And people have like, oh, well, rephrase it and say it this way.
Discipline.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'm in the moment. And I can't think of a way to even rephrase. It's like everything I ever learned about the English language goes out the window because you just spit.
That's your sister.
All I know is don't do that ever again. Right. If you do, I will hurt you.
And that's what I was just going to say, Carolyn. Like, what's funny is like Bird Box came out and Sandra Bullock like put the iron fist down and she was like, you know, she laid it on their kids. And all of us moms were like, dude, that was me. That's me as a mom. That's me. And all the memes came out. And like, so clearly, like, we all relate.
I was watching it. And that's what was going through my mind was, you know, I'm sure there are lots of people out there who were like very disturbed by it. I'm watching it like,
I
relate so hard to her right now. Like, she's all of us.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not even under attack by aliens and I'm like completely relating. I'm like that on a daily basis. So that's, I made that video about like going into church, but I was like, this could be about going into church. It could be before we go into the grocery store. It could be anything before a car ride, God forbid you got to take one to the airport. Like there's just so many situations where I was like, this speech applies to this right now. I mean, you know, I am appreciating that there are more and more women, moms, wives coming out and having these platforms and using them to just be extremely real, which is scary because it's vulnerable and you have to be transparent and you have to be ready to face the criticisms that you are going to get from the judgy McJudgersons who have it all together. But we need that, and we need podcasts like this one, other ones that are going to just be honest about what they're actually going through on a daily basis, how you're messing up, how you're dealing with that moving forward, and what you're learning from it. And because that's where the value is, you know, that's where all the value is, which is what we really want to bring to our listeners this year, right? Is just so much value, laughs too, but so much value. And, tangible things that you can apply to your life, you know. And I think we're really going to enjoy this month's topic because Corey and I also, everything we're like saying, we're trying really hard to make sure we apply ourselves.
We say it so gracefully. Not me. Well, as Caroline says it so gracefully. Know that we need to practice what we preach.
It's called we're feeding you off our own plate is what we say.
Exactly.
Like, I have to eat my own words as much as I hope that you'll eat them too.
It's super weird, huh?
I'm so eloquent.
grab a tool, Caroline. Grab a tool.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest. So New Year's resolutions, I really didn't make any this year. I'm kind of over this whole mindset every year of, well, now's the time I'm going to make resolutions.
Yeah.
Because on average, the average person sticks to their goals or their new lifestyle or whatever they're doing for 15 days. That's the facts. And so you have to ask, you know, yourself and think about like, why is that? Why is it that we get so amped up every year for the new year instead of just having the mindset towards every day like that, you know, every week, not just a Monday, not just a new year, not just a new month, but like, you can reach down deep inside yourself and have that same vibe, that same excitement going into
any time of the year.
Of the year. Absolutely. I mean, did you make any resolutions?
Oh, not like on paper, but in my head, I was like, really, for me, it's just getting me to a point where I'm, and I did this a few weeks ago, actually, was like, okay, now it's time to start working out again. That's something that brings you joy. It's something that you love.
Just remember how you felt.
Just remember how you felt a couple years ago when that's all you wanted to do all the time. And so a couple weeks, probably 3 weeks ago, I started again, and then I got sick, and then
threw me way off.
Yeah. And so then in my head, I was like, all right, starting again, January 7th, was it?
Because that's Monday.
Yeah. I do have kind of a Monday thing. I mean, we all do. I'm like, you can't start on a Tuesday.
Yeah, like, darn it, I done blown it.
Yeah, and, like, we did a video on that, and that's really true. We both had this funny conversation where we're like,
just
girl, this is our year.
Yeah, we are going to just kill it.
But, no, like, did I write down, like, this is what I'm going to do just for myself. I just want to get back into it, and I've started, so let's hope it lasts longer than 15 days.
I think it's a great idea to put things on paper that you personally want to work on, but not necessarily set this like, I've got to do this and this and this, but more be about the breakdown of how are you going to do it. So like if you're working on being your healthiest self this year, just reaching your greatest potential or whatever, then it's more about, okay, let me break this down. What is
baby steps?
Listen. One day at a time. I'm not trying to change the world or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're going to set the world on fire.
One thing at a time for sure.
But I have to do it. I genuinely have to. Like some people, everyone, also, this is why you have to know yourself, because I know what I do well with and what I don't. And I know that if I start thinking too far ahead and then I get off track, then because of the fact that I was thinking so far ahead, me being off track for one day throws me off the whole rest of the week, which is where that Monday mentality comes in. So like I have to take it one day at a time and wake up that day focusing on nothing but that day. Because there are days where I have to really and truly completely have a meltdown into my workout. And there are days where I'll continue the meltdown throughout the workout. Just being such a baby, just whining the entire time, not giving it my best effort because I don't want to be doing it. You know what I mean? But it's just more like, it's just more about push start and do what you can do until it finishes. Even if it wasn't your best, even if you feel like you could have given it more effort, just finish it.
Right.
And just do that every single day. And over time, slowly but surely, eventually,
it's just second nature.
Yeah, it starts to set in. That's why people always ask me about motivation. And I'm like, first of all, you've got to get out of this mindset that you need to be motivated in order to do whatever it is that you need to do to achieve whatever it is that you're wanting. Because you're not going to have days where you're motivated. So you got to learn how to do it for a different reason. And you got to learn how to do it unmotivated. So you got to learn how to do it when you don't want to, and when no motivational speaker in the world can talk you into wanting to, and when no, like, pump you up Arnold Schwarzenegger techno music speech can get you to want to do it, because there's going to be days like that.
Definitely.
And you know it.
And then you, I know it. And you also have to know that if there's a day that you did kind of just, you didn't do it, you know, you failed, whatever. Like, that doesn't mean, all right, I'm done. I'm done forever. Like, I missed one day. It's over. It's over. I quit, you know? Like, you have to be able to pick yourself back up. Yeah. You, I always like, okay, so I really love Autumn. How do you say her last
name? Autumn Calabrese.
Yes, I really love her. She's a beach body coach. She always.
Calabrese?
Yes, I love her. She is, like, my
spirit animal?
Girl crush, spirit animal, mentor.
She motivates fitness. You. There's something about her that just...
I like her. And she always says, pick your hard. You know, it's hard to feel like crap and feel like down on yourself. And it's also hard to just do the workout. So pick your hard.
Yeah.
Right?
And the truth is, not doing the things you need to do in order to achieve your goals is super easy.
Right.
Right? Like, it's really easy to not do it. So if you go into something expecting that, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to challenge you, and you're going to have to make some sacrifices. Then, you know, you might be more likely to pick yourself back up and keep going, because you're not expecting perfection out of yourself. You know, like there was a time where I was like, every new year, it was like, you know, I'm going to work out 6 days a week, 30 minutes a day. And I'm just going to be like hardcore. I'm going to go for it. And then you try to do these extremes. I'm going to be organic. Right. I'm going to be a vegan this year. You know what? I'm a vegetarian. Just decided. I was watching, after I got done watching Tidy and Up, and I decided that I'm going to redo my home. I started watching some Netflix documentary about being a vegan.
And then I watched another one on how everything has chemicals on it. Everything we're wearing. So now,
now I don't shop at Justice no more.
I'm just going to make my clothes.
I went out and got some distressed wood and planted it in my backyard. I was going to grow some herbs and vegetables.
It's so much. There's so much expectation.
Yeah. No. And it's like, that doesn't, it doesn't happen because it's such an extreme. It's such a, it's such a huge leap from where you are to where you think that you're going to be, or, or what it is you think you have to do to get there. And then, you know, then you got the shortcuts. People want to take the shortcuts. And, girl, don't even get me started.
Talk about it.
We'll have to say, we'll have to save this probably for the body episode. Okay. But, you know, I can't, oh, girl, help me, Jesus. I saw on my timeline, and if you, I mean, everyone knows this time of the year is when everyone's harping on you because they know you're weak and you're in that New Year mindset. And, you know, like, nobody wants to put in the work. So it's like, I saw at least three posts on my timeline, and I was actually shocked, that said, if you could take two pills a day and lose 20 pounds, would you? Hit me up on my messenger or what? DM me. What is, I don't even know what DM means.
Direct message.
Oh my God. It's direct is what the D stands for. I've been,
no, it took me a while too. I finally looked it up and I was like,
what does FOMO mean?
I don't know.
Oh, or LBVS. Could someone please tell me that?
LBVS?
Yeah, I see that a lot. LBVS. I don't know what that means.
Let's be very stupid.
You're probably right.
That's probably what it is.
That's probably what it is.
Well, I was just like kind of furious because I'm surprised that at this time, as much exposure as people have had to the actual correct way of thinking about the way you treat your body and what you put in your body, whatever, that that would still be something you would see where people are like, hey, I got some pills. You could take two pills and reach all your goals. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. They might have a product that's actually a good beneficial product, like beneficial to your health, that has good beneficial things in it. Mm-hmm. But because you presented it that way, now I don't even care, because I'm mad that you presented it that way, that like all you got to do is take two pills and you can lose this much weight.
Right.
You're attacking the mentality too of someone that is, I need to lose weight, and it's all about weight and not about your overall well-being and health.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny as Kyler trying to creep around without creaking all of the wood in this
my old house.
There is too much wood in this house for you to be trying to do that. It's not going to happen. But so, I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. Our focus this month is to really just hash it out on all of these things and talk about everything and all of it. And, you know, what we're, make sure our focus is on the correct things. And we're also going to tell you, you know, more about our own stories as far as what we've experienced and what we've learned and what we've done wrong. And we've done a lot wrong.
We've done so much wrong.
So much wrong.
I'm not even sure we should be talking to you about anything.
You know, I will say, like, I spent a large amount of time the last 6 or 7 years really focusing a lot on health in general, mind, body, spirit, all of it. And it wasn't until I got my mindset right that I was able to really make progress in every other area. And that's not just body. I think the main thing that I would really like for listeners to really like take in and keep with them is that, and I get this, I talk about this a lot on messages and stuff, but is that focus on doing things that are good for you because you love yourself enough to do it. Because you know you deserve to feel good. Because you know you deserve that you're worthy of being healthy. And not just because you want to look a certain way, but because you want to have energy and you want to have peace of mind and you want to be active and productive. Mm-hmm. Being productive is a huge goal for me this year. Because I waste a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, I get so busy and stressed out and overwhelmed with everything
shut
else.
Shut down and don't do anything.
Yeah, completely shut down.
Sure.
So I want to be more productive with the time that I have while also knowing when I need time, mm-hmm. when I need to shut it down right. and rest and, you know, shutting everything off and coming back down to reality and focusing on what's in front of you. And that includes social media and everything else, but just every now and then just getting away from all of that. I just remember a time when it seems like not like there was ever a time where everyone was completely in the right mindset or anything like that. But I think it's definitely increased since social media has exploded because you're exposed to so many opinions that you weren't exposed to before.
Right.
And you start overthinking every little thing about the way you live your life and how good you're doing and questioning yourself. So I think it's really, really healthy to shut everything down sometimes so that you can really get to know yourself again and connect with yourself and connect with the people who are truly most important in your life, who actually matter.
Right.
Because your kids aren't thinking about you, what some random stranger online told you about who you are as a mom. That's not what your kids think. Mm-mm. You know, that's not what your husband thinks. That's not what anybody who actually knows you thinks. And it's really hard to remember that because we get so involved in what everyone else thinks about what we're doing. And so I want everyone to really keep that in mind that it's about loving yourself because you deserve to feel good and because you want to do things that are good for your body. And what will happen as a side effect is you will be looking like your healthiest self and accepting that, whatever that looks like. So, you know, not going off some random picture of somebody and thinking, I'm not healthy enough or I'm not fit enough until I look like that, which I have done before. You know,
oh, sure.
You see these like super fit girls or whatever all over everywhere. And you think, okay, well, I would really like my body to get to that. When it's like, no, your body is going to be whatever it's going to be mm-hmm. at your healthiest self. So that focus has to shift to being healthy and being okay with your body looking whatever that looks like for you.
Amen, sister.
What do you think?
I really liked what you said. No, I agree completely.
I think, you know, it's just we get so wrapped up in looks. And I think I understand that. I do understand that because, you know, you want to look nice. You know, who doesn't want to look nice? Mm-hmm. But I think that that's not going to happen until you learn to do things for the right reasons. You know, because once you're doing things for the right reasons, your head's in the right space. You're going to be happy with yourself mm-hmm. because your head's in the right space. You're no longer going to have this need to look like this person or that person or to weigh this amount. Cause you and I both know that don't have anything to do with the way you look, your weight and the way you look, you know, no. If you're taking care of yourself, you know, right. It doesn't matter. We get like, we've gotten so conditioned to believe that if I weigh this much, I'll look this way. And that's right. Not that's so, true.
Well, obviously like, different heights, different body types. It's all,
yeah.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah. And I've been all over the spectrum. I've been like massively underweight and too skinny drinking weight gainer. Cause, I was so bony, you know, like I wanted to be heavier. I wanted to have curves and in high school, I remember wanting to look like the cheerleaders cause they were muscular. Mm-hmm. They had like womanly curves and I was just like this stick figure who like people called me olive oil. Oh. So awful. Cause I was so skinny. So I was like chugging weight gainer mm-hmm. every day, like wanting to be, you know, heavier. And so it's like, I understand what it's like to be on every spectrum cause I've been underweight. I've been super fit. I've been where I looked good, but was totally unhealthy on the mm-hmm. inside. You know what I mean? And then overweight, and which would be this year. That happened. I put a lot of work into that in the last 6 months. But, you know, and like, and then also finally learning just how much your mind and your thoughts and your spirit has to do with that, you know? So. Yeah. We're super excited. Corey's going to talk more on the...
This goes back from your coaching days. You're so good. Like, you take the wheel
is
on
what,
it.
Yeah. I mean, well, like, we were like, should we have some guests, you know? And I was like, well, we were talking about this. I was like, gosh, I have so much to say on this. I don't even know.
Yeah, no. I feel like you do very well.
I'm very passionate about this.
Yes. Yeah. So.
But not just... that's why we're so excited about this month because it's not about your looks.
Yes. That's what I'm excited about. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm really excited for us to tackle this.
I'm
really excited
for us to tackle this. I'm more excited, I think.
I'm super excited to tackle the mindsets and frame of mind and the power of your thoughts and thinking and little things that we can do to add up each day to help us just keep trucking along to that best version of who we are, mm-hmm. Which is a lot of little things that a lot of people just don't want to do. And they're not hard to do. They're just really easy not to do.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest difference. And I'm really excited too to open this up after this episode for y'all to send us your questions, mm-hmm. which you would like for us to talk about on the next couple of episodes, maybe what you struggle with the most, or if you had a chance to like ask us questions about advice or tips for different things, now's your chance, because that's what our focus is this month. So our next episode is going to be mindset, mm-hmm. mind, all about your mindset. And that doesn't just mean with like working out and stuff. That means taking care of your mentality, mm-hmm. in every way. So doing what you need to do to feel better and relieve stress, and also understanding that you're not alone when you feel overwhelmed and stressed out, and when you're having those weeks where you don't even want to get up to make a bowl of cereal for your child, and you know, knowing that you're not alone in that. So it can be any of those categories. Send us a DM. Oh my God, I'm so cool. Send us a DM on the Mother Crushers.
Also tell Instagram. Us what LBVS means, if you know. Been wondering.
I kept thinking it's obviously. And I was like, but it's obviously.
What does that mean? I don't know. Tell me.
Oh my God. So yeah, DM us any questions or any advice you might like on our Mother Crushers Instagram page. So if you aren't following Mother Crushers on Instagram yet, go do that. Do not send these things to my personal, to Samuel Javik. Send it to Mother Crushers, since it's for the Mother Crushers podcast.
Yes, please.
And that way Corey sees them as well. And so do that. And is there anything else you want to throw in?
I mean, I just want you to remember to treat yourself. To some health.
Get some sleep, people.
Oh, hey. Okay. That's like the advice okay. I need to take.
All right. Well,
okay.
So we're so happy to be back for season 2 of the Mother Crushers podcast. We can't wait to see what 2019 is going to bring.
We thank you for the support, for the messages you send us. Caroline said I was sick the other day, and then I had like 10 people just say, hey, I hope you're feeling better. And that was like amazing. And
so nice.
It made me tear up a little bit.
Yeah. We love talking with y'all. And really, we encourage you to message us with anything you might like to talk about, any advice or tips you have that you think you would really love for us to mention that would be mm-hmm. helpful. So any of that, feel free to contact us. Make sure that you go and give us your 5-star rating.
And if you don't like us, don't
just
rate
keep
us.
It to yourself. But make sure you do that. We have a goal. So we do have a podcast goal. Would really love to get 1,000 ratings this year. It would be amazing, which I think is obviously completely doable.
Sure.
1,000 in a whole year. I know there's on average at least 5,000 to 10,000 of y'all listening to each episode. So
it means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It really helps a lot. Yeah. It helps a ton. And it helps us to be able to keep this going and bring you more and to do more. So make sure y'all go do that. And we will talk with you again next week.